Senator Tim Scott. As I said, it sure was nice to see you in action the other day when you were down there in Saluda. What did you learn from all of those all across the Strait? I'm very, very impressed that you are out there checking out all the different counties.
One of the key components of being in public service is to remember who's the boss. And I learned a lot about my bosses throughout the state and the important issues that confront our state from an economic development front, from the issues that our citizens are concerned about as it relates to national security, as well as how do you build a better economy? How do you build a better family? And it was just a very important conversation for me to have with our voters and our constituents, my constituents. Interestingly enough, people do not necessarily always want a government response yet. They want to be empowered to make their own decisions and then get the government to take a step back in many cases.
You are so right on that. But one of the big issues that I heard people talking about in Saluda was education. And I know you have a belief on education.
Absolutely, Ann. One of the things I've learned through having done it wrong in education, having challenges in high school, to having gotten it right by graduating from college, I will tell you that the education footprint is so diverse that we at the very least need two tracks in education, one that leads to college, one that leads to a very competitive wage by getting the proper education to go into the manufacturing world or another area where it's just a career track and not simply a college track. But a major part of getting that accomplished is to realize that the federal government controlling education is not in the best interest of a kid in Saluda. It's very difficult for a bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. to appropriately or properly educate a child in Saluda. And so what I am attempting to do is to bring the resources and the decisions back to the local level, allowing parents and teachers and local officials to have more control over the education decisions than the federal government.
Well, I think that would be a good thing, and that brings me to my next question, and then I know you have something you want to talk about, but real quick, what do you think about the student loans? I know that's on the Senate side now. What do you think is going to be the answer for the student loans?
Yeah, that's a great question, Ann. I will tell you that the leaving the situation and the laws as they are is not an option. The fact of the matter is that the 3.4% interest rate has automatically gone up to 6.6%. The quest is to find a market-driven rate, which means connecting the student loan interest rate to the Treasury rate plus some percentage, and that negotiation goes from 1.85% as high as 3%. The goal is to make sure that once a student achieves the objective of getting a college education and find the funding to make it happen, that the interest rate environment is not variable, that they lock in the interest rate and then they have it without necessarily having what we have today, which is the government making all the decisions on all the student loans throughout this country. So we're trying to find a way to make sure that there's certainty for the student, but that there is not an excessive subsidy from the federal government. It is a difficult balance to create, but one that we must create, because without it, we'll find that what we're seeing today is an explosion in the cost of college. Some say is tied to the number of student loans out there.
And I do believe that whatever decision y'all make, they want to make it retroactive to the end of June. Is that correct?
Correct. So on July 1st, the new rate started at 6.5%, I think it is. And the goal is to make sure that the legislation that passes goes back to July 1st so that all students will be treated the same as it relates to the interest rate environment that they see coming forward.
Sounds like you've got a challenge up there.
We do indeed.
But I know that you are real excited to be working with you want to honor the Korean War veterans. And why don't you tell us a little bit about what's coming up?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We're going to have an event in the Upstate, USC Upstate in Spartanburg, on July 27th at 9 a.m. This is our opportunity as a community and as a state to say thank you to the Korean War era veterans for putting their lives on the line. We will also be honoring the families of the Korean War era veterans. For those folks who've lost a loved one during the war, they will still have an opportunity to be recognized. We believe it's an important part of who we are as a country, and South Carolinians, we know how to salute and thank our veterans. This is our chance on Saturday, July 27th at 9 a.m. for us all to come together and say thank you to the veterans who fought in the Korean War. You can contact my office if you're interested in showing up at 864-233-5366, or you can go online to scott.senate.gov/veterans.
Yes, and your team was down here seeing Carrie Bolt down here at the Veterans Office today, and they came by our studio here today. And we are looking forward to you coming to Greenwood sometime soon.
I am excited. We are looking at an opportunity for us to speak to the Greenwood Chamber of Commerce, and we're working on some initiatives that will allow us to be in a position to have a great conversation with our good bosses and constituents in the Greenwood County area, and hopefully you will be in attendance because we all love Ann.
I'll be in attendance. I want to get you to come by and see our jewelry store and studio. They were pretty impressed when they came by and said, hey, Tim Scott needs to see this.
I look forward to seeing it.
All right. Listen, Tim, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule. I want to tell you this. Down here in South Carolina, we're proud of you, and you have come a long way, baby.
Well, thank you very much, Anna. Thank you for your support. Even when I was in Congress on the other part of the state, you were always giving me an opportunity to have my voice heard. And it's people like you that continue to serve our great nation that makes us great.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Senator Tim Scott. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.